Okay, we have Kuf Yud Zayin on the base, and hopefully we'll finish with Sechta Bometzia today. Cool, learn a block Gemara. Says the Mishnah, V'chein Beis Habad, just like we had before in the case where there was a landlord and a tenant, and we said that if the floor gave way, the landlord has to rebuild the ceiling, otherwise. Machlek is Rashi and Tesis. But the way we learned before, Rashi says clearly we're talking about a landlord and a tenant. Yeah. And Rashi learns that in this case over here, we're talking about the previous case of the landlord and the tenant. So if the floor gives way, the guy downstairs has to rebuild the ceiling. And then if not, the guy upstairs moves into the downstairs. We had a question whether the landlord has to vacate his premises or they live together. Here, Rashi learns, we're talking about two co-buyers, or two co-yoshin. The father died, left behind on a mountain slopes, up in the top, higher up, you somebody who's planting a garden, and lower down is somebody with an olive press, and the floor gave way. The guy in the bottom has to build. Okay, so, Tayson lives on my land, and the tenant is actually to our two co-buyers. No, according to Tayson, it could be that if it's two co-owners, why should the guy in the bottom have to rebuild the ceiling more than the guy on top? It's the landlord, but the rationalist play with two co-owners, and the guy in the bottom is the one who has to build because he needs the ceiling. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Hey, based about the thing, an olive press, your body b'sel is built in a mountain slope, in a crevice in a mountain, the ginachas l'gabov, and a bit higher up in the mountain, there's a guy who has a garden, so they share for the guy in the olive press. It's the downstairs, and the guy's upstairs. The nifchas floor gave way, but like ginayevizel lemata, the guy downstairs has to rebuild it. The guy downstairs, the olive press, they rebuild it because he needs a ceiling. Without the ceiling, he can't have an olive press because it rains inside and so on and so forth." So the guy downstairs has to rebuild. If he doesn't, the gardener can go ahead and the size of the hole upstairs, he plants downstairs in the olive press. Vegetables that can be planted inside a cave. Keep it to the guy in the olive press, build himself an arch or dome. Case number two, HaKoysel v'ho ilon shenof v'shirabim. You have a wall, you have a tree that fell into shirabim. The Zika was an accident and it caused damage. You are potter. I'm paying up, but you have to clean up. Unless you make it hefka, then you are potter. Nostal is malokas v'ilah. The council gave you, the bezin gave you time to a certain date by when you have to remove that tree. At least a kaisel, when you have to demolish the wall, enough for techazman. If the wall collapsed before that time, potter is an accident. La'achazman, if you didn't follow the instructions and you let it stay there, then you are chayif. Case number four, Misha, kaisel, some leginit chaveda. Instead of being next to Shusrabim, you were next to a neighbor. But not from the wall collapse of Omele Panei Avedecha. The guy in the garden said, "Hey, get rid of your stones, it's blocking me, it's preventing me from planting in my garden." But Omele, he said, "He gi ucha, you know what, keep these rocks. Ain't shemele, you don't lose them. You have to, the onus is on you, the owner of the wall, to remove all those boulders." What about Mishakibul Allah? What about the guy in the garden said, "Okay, I'm keeping the rocks." Then the owner of the rocks changed his mind. Omele, heile chesisach, I know you cleared the rocks off your garden. And I don't agree with it, but you know what? I'll pay you for the expense that you had to remove all the rocks from your garden and give it back to me. I changed my mind. When he had to literally, I'll take back my rocks. And show you in life I found was the Hasekha, the probably hire a worker last name of Etevakashu, let's say to cut down or collect the straw of Amala Tanli's Khari. And then the worker says, "I finished my job, pay me, Bamala, too much as you know what? I don't have any money, keep the straw, that's your payment." Ain't shame, I have the right to say that, even though we live before Subin. That's Shavu Kesef Kekesef, but over here, when it comes to wages, the Tayyid Kul says you gotta pay him cash. Mishak Kibul Allah, what an employee said, "Okay, you know what? I'll accept the straw." Then the guy says, "No, I changed my mind here. I'll pay you your wages, give back my straw, and yet tell the shul, I'll take back my straw." And shame, let me not listen to him. Once the guy is kind, he's a foul. Yeah, that's right. But the Gemara, the same issue we had yesterday, Gemara, we had Nifchas 2 days ago. Nifchas, you said that there was a hole, a cavity made upstairs. how large of a hole Levi may have said before we say that he could take over the downstairs. Rav Amar, Rav says, Beruba, that you cannot use the upstairs, the majority of it, open up. Shmuel Bab, even four tefachim, you don't want to have two levels, you know, some planting upstairs and some planting downstairs. Rav Amar, Beruba, that the floor gave way and most of the floor is gone. Abba Barba, if only four tefachim, let's say, fell apart. Then we will say, okay, four tefachim is a serious amount of space. So the size of four tefachim you planted the olive presses. For the rest of your garden, you can use upstairs. Is Adam Zarei Chetzi Lemata VeChetzi Lemayla. You can use both levels. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Ba'arba, that in four tefachim, Ain Adam Zarei Chetzi Lemata VeChetzi Lemayla is very uncomfortable, very difficult to have a part of your garden upstairs, a part of it downstairs. Utsricha, why do we need to have the same argument number Shmuel by a house yesterday? An upstairs and a downstairs, and the floor gave way. If you know the four tefachim were the majority, or an olive press in the garden. Utsricha, we need both cases, even though the argument is exactly the same. Because Yashmian, and if we only knew deed in the case of a house, and according to Shmuel, that once it's four tefachim, you can move downstairs completely because it's very uncomfortable to live in two levels, two stories. But how come Shmuel? By a house, Shmuel says it's uncomfortable. It's difficult for a person to live partially upstairs and partially downstairs. So he says once it's four tefachim, you can move the entire household downstairs. When it comes to planting, garden all the time. You have, you know, this section of garden, you have this, and you have that. So what's the chilek if it's level, multi-levels, or just a big area expense? Big expense. That if you have four tefachim, we're not going to tell you you can move completely downstairs, just to the area of four tefachim. If only knew the case of the garden, coming up only here, Rabbi argues and says that only Ruba, but less than that, you can move in two levels. But it comes to a house, maybe Shmuel, that it's uncomfortable person to live in two levels. If we need both.
What?
Hezekiah,
the black can look upstairs and see what you're doing upstairs.
Okay, you can look at it that way. Or we have the planks are still there. It's the maziva that's gone, for example. Lost his man, they give him a date. But Kamba's man, generally, how much time does Bezin give you? Generally, we give you 30 days. So Taisa learns from me that anything that Bezin gives you a chayv, generally, if you don't give you a specific time, it's always 30 days. So the Gemara, Misha Yekaisloi, if your wall collapsed, it says, I mean, Tani Sefer, if he goes to the guy and says, once you clear the rocks, I want it back. Fafalon is Mashma Kozman, the gardener, didn't clear the rocks. If I told the guy in the garden, here, keep the stones, and then the next day I come back and said, no, I want the stones back. If you didn't remove them yet, I have a right to change my mind. It seems the only reason why I can't is because you removed them already. How many times say for hey lichitzi yasech, I want to pay you for the expenses for removing it? Mikral de paninu askin, and you already cleared it. Time of the paninu, the only reason why the guy cannot change his mind, the owner of the rock cannot change his mind, is because the owner of the garden already did a kinyan, took it away. Halay paninu loy, but he didn't clear it away. No, and my wife, v'tikna loy sadeyu, even the guy didn't clear it away. As soon as I said to the garden, the owner of the garden, keep the rocks. Why, it should become his, because it's in his garden, and the garden is kind of it. Why dafke if he cleared away, made a kinyan hakbon all that? A person's cut is kind of shalom medaitai. Everything more. Hani mili. When do we say that? Hey, chadik come chavin like nuile. If the guy was genuine when he said you can keep the rocks, he talking meant that he should give it to you. I will hachish to mudigem shdamidle. It's quite possible. The reason why he said you keep it is because I was looking for time. I didn't have the time to go clear the rocks, so I said keep it. But really, I never intend to give it to you. That's why your chutz is not kainah. Because in order for someone to be kainah, the machna has to be a genuine seller. And here he isn't. I hired an employee to make straw. But we need this case as well. Because the Iyashmin al-Hav Kamais. You have the case of the garden with the rocks, and you have the case of the employee. Now, once I have no right to tell you, take this in this place. Once I tell you can have it, I cannot change my mind. It's the same case. We need both cases. We need inside the case of the tree, the rocks that fell down, inside the case of the employee. Why? In the case of the rocks, I would say, when the guy says to him, you know what, keep the rocks. The reason why I have the right to say that is, I owe you nothing. We have no connection to each other, so therefore, because they keep your rocks, I didn't really mean it. I will hoch these agrabe. I owe you money. I owe you a wage. And I said, keep the straw. The straw is worth the same amount of the wage, maybe more. So if I say, keep it to you, and I owe you a wage, maybe the din should be that, yes, you should listen to me. You shove a kazik, if I owe you, it's yours. That way, maybe it's yours. There's a saying by people in Marid Ashvasech, from the person that owes you the money, party at Parav, whatever they give you, take. If he's willing to pay you, just take it. Because you know tomorrow he'll pay you again. So we would have thought in the case of the employee, I don't have cash right now. I say, no, take the straw. Maybe it should be that it's a valid payment. That's why the mission had to spell it out. The first part I want, that if I say to you, take the straw, it's not really, it doesn't mean anything. True, but at least you got paid. You're, in a way, you're happy. At least you got paid. The Yashmin Hachir, in the case of the straw, would say, if you want to change your mind, Hachim, keep a love, over here. Once you change your mind, since I owe you the money and I said keep the straw, then 10 minutes later I just changed my mind, fafal, because I owe you the money. From the moment I said to you, it's yours, it became yours. Over here, in the case of the rocks, I owe you nothing, even though I said you can keep it. If I change my mind, maybe even though you cleared it, I should have the right to take it back. Both cases. Says the Gemara, ain't shame like we don't listen. But Tanya, we learned elsewhere, shame like we do listen. Another Brai says, my face, you do listen. I'm not going to cash it. Come, Bishalai, come, Bechavre. Here, if you're working on my field, then the thing is that I can, that's why you don't listen to me. I owe you a wage on my field. I hire you to work on my field. I owe you a wage. And then I change my mind. I say, don't worry about it. And then I say, I'm going to give you a straw. Ain't shame, I have no right to because you owe me money. And kam b'shel chaveri. But if you worked in my friend's field, don't do with me. There, maybe you should listen to me. Taisri says, understand the Gemara, even the half a minute of Gemara. If you work in someone else's field, why b'chal do owe you any money at all? What's going on here? But anyway, I would have thought someone else's field, you're not working for me. Maybe I could have a right to say, pay for the straw. My time. When it comes to his own field, what's the reason? Only agra Allah, because I owe you the money. The din is if I say I hire you as a worker and I then pointed out a field, say work over there, which happens to be somebody else's field. The din is that I still have to pay you the wage because I hired you. Then I can turn around to own the field and say, look, he did you $100 worth of service, you have to pay me. So even the chavis field, I'm still an employer. So I can't give you a straw. The din is you got to give cash. Why should there be a different shaloi or shalchaveli? The Gemara, the time you learn, that's why you chilas apoyel. If you hire a worker, last is b'shaloi to work. We had a shalchaveli shom, his friend, noisel is chadim, mishalom, he pays him the full wage. Then the chayzim, the balabai, he collects the balabai's masha henu, he say, elam, rab nachal akasha. Kam b'shaloi, kam b'shal hefker. Here we're talking about his own, and here we're talking about if it's hefker. When it comes to hefker, if I asked you to work on something that belongs to nobody, okay, true, I hired you, but since I have no benefit from it, then I can, for sure, I can pay you with straw. When do we say that I cannot pay with straw? I got to pay with cash, is when you're working for me and I benefit from it.
But
does
the work
in that? Well,
what's the difference?
Yeah, he knows. He knows. And we had before the Gemara Machlekes from Magbi and Chaveir to Kana Chaveir. And after Rav Nachman follows the opinion of Magbi and Chaveir to Kana Chaveir, because Chavin Loilam, you heard in the whole world. Which means that when you're working on this Hefker, and even though you might have had a mind that you're doing it for me, it doesn't become mine. So at the end of the day, I have nothing from it. So even though I owe you a wage, I don't have to pay cash. I'm not a question. What are you talking about? Even if it's hefked, and true hamak biyim b'tzich chaveri like kana chaveri. Yeah, but nothing to do with balabas. So his question is: we actually had a moment here that a poil is different. That if you're a worker, you're not a chaveri stam in the belt tonight. If you're a worker and I hire you stam, you're working me for today. Then even if you find the metzia, it belongs to me. If I hire you only to plow for me today and you found the metzia, so the metzia belongs to you, and maybe if you took off some time, you got to pay me for the time that you took off from me. But if I don't, if I take stam, then whatever you see, pick up is me, because yad poils ki yad balabas. So l'cheide, if I hire you as a worker on hefke, whatever you pick up became mine, so I do benefit from it. So why can I pay you straw? That's the most question. Matias poil lasts. If a poil finds Matias, he can keep it. Amos, I wem is mashing all the balabais. It's only in the normal case where the balabai says, Nacheshi mi hayema, odin mi hayema, I want you to put till over the soil weed for me today. Avli mamale, I say, imi mlocha hayema, if I say stam, work for me today, Matias, the balabais. It does belong to the Balbos. He does benefit from it. And I'm not going to cash it. That's a general task. Oh, because if I give you a specific task, and everything else has nothing to do with me. You're not my pile. And you're, everything you do for me that day is mine. Like kasha, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. What about why isn't the problem that the problem is? Depends if I told you to lift, then the balabas is kindness, he worked for me. Or if he tells him to look, and habata is not kindness. Looking alone is not kindness. We had the beginning of Masechta. You're not kinder. So therefore, it doesn't work. Bemison tastes very little to us in the beginning of Masechta. That habata behevke is not koina. If you look, habata says faces the doesn't only mean looking; it means staring. So stam looking riyabam, of course not koina. I need to see that koina. But habata, you're standing and staring at it. Some kind of connection happened between you and this object. Actually, a machlekes tanaim. How did you machlekes tanaim? It says, now we learn, shame, if there's a shame, if the bezin told somebody, I think, grow by on its own, and they were talking about for barley, so if the bezin hired somebody to be a shame on these svichim, because you need the barley for carbon, or if it's wheat, you need for shtelechem, they get paid from the Beis HaMikdash, from that particular chamber that's called Trumas Halishcha. As Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael says, if the guy wants, he doesn't charge. He can offer his time. The shemich in him, and he can stand there and watch on his own voluntarily. And then what? The aim belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. If you're going to say that, ain't boy mishal tzibur. It will belong to the shemir because it's hefker. Shmita is hefker. It will belong to the shemir. It comes out that the carbon oimer of that year, it comes out that the carbon shtei lechem is a private carbon and it's supposed to be a carbon tzibur. We'd rather pay. We don't want volunteers. We'd rather pay him. So it belongs to who? It belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. If it's a volunteer, it belongs to him personally, and then could be he won't go offer it to the Beis Hamikdash properly, and we won't have a chelik in it. In other words, because this shame, what's the shame doing? Nothing, just looking at it. But the Rabbi Yisi, the Chacham hold that Habata Behefka Kana, so who owns the Omer? The shame. Therefore, we have to pay. Rabbi Yisi says, no, it can be a shame of volunteer, and yet, no problem. Why not? Because he wasn't Kainer. Why was he Kainer? Because he's not. He's a volunteer. How does he show that? The Rabbi Yisi says, no problem, because just because he looked at the wheat, what does that have to do with anything? He doesn't own it. The Chacham says, no, it's a problem. So it's clear to me, they're arguing in Habat. My lab hog is a machlekes and a kama. So Rabbi Yisi called it the shame, but if he stands and looks at it, he'll be kind, it'll be a problem. The Yavle Agra, Invi, Loy, Loy, if we have to pay him in order to make sure that he's working for us, otherwise it's a problem. Rabbi, remember we said before, Magbiya Metzila Chaveda, Loy Kana Chaveda, you know, so we have to pay him. Rabbi Yisi holds, Habat Hefka Loy Kana, who cares if the shame is looking at it? He's not kind of. He asked the Tzibur, and therefore when the tzibur comes and picks up the weed, the barley, they're kainit. The tzibur is kainit. Not the shomer was never kainit. So what's then the chacham saying then to Rabbi Yisi? So what are they saying? And if you're saying it won't belong to the tzibur, but Rabbi Yisi says mefeirush, why not? So what's their argument? I mean, they know Rabbi Yisi's opinion, so they have no tain at him. Nay, what they're saying is midvarecha. If we follow your advice, according to our opinion, we have a problem. If we follow your advice, have a volunteer. According to our opinion, that Rabbata's koine comes out who owns the oimer, the shomer. It comes out that it's not a carbon tzibur anymore, it's a carbon yachid. That's what they were saying to him.
What about it?
Lechem haponim, the koinim donated based on the koinim themselves.
And the menachos for the Sofia?
But the coin is remember to pay his own money. Remember, the mother used to go give money, and they should get the nicest, the best tefuah, and so on and so forth. People donated it. We had a Gemara Yuma where the people, when they donate, if everything of Lev Bezin Masna Lein, and becomes part of the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, Yochin used to donate in Sachi. Yeah, they want to. Otherwise, it came to the Beis Hamikdash Lishcha. Yeah, okay.
So
these are the two instances
of flour,
right? Yeah, okay. Okay, fair enough. Maybe two ways we'll learn it. One way is everyone holds it is kind of. So what's the machlekes of Rashi and Shem? Like Yimson Yafi Yafi. Everyone was a kainer, but according to the Rabbanan, we're scared he won't donate it wholeheartedly. Rabbi Yosi, even though it's his, he donates it to the Beis Hamikdash, so everyone could benefit from it. The Rabbanan Savri Yavin Le Agra. Well, no, we got to pay him, so we own it outright because we live not Chashin Wordy. Shem Yafi Yafi. He won't donate it properly wholeheartedly, and therefore there's a shach chash. Rabbi Yosi Savri Le Chashin Wordy. Shem Yafi Yafi. So what's the chacham tainet of Rabbi Yosi? This is what they're trying to say to him. They're saying to him that midvarecha, you say, is a volunteer. Dvareinu, according to us, that we're worried that he won't give it over properly. Comes out that it's not a true donation. Others say, and this is the final halacha. Everyone holds in that coin. So v'hochas, what's the problem? If you're not kind, sort of problem having a volunteer. V'hocha b'chayshina, we're worried lebal Israelis. Now we're worried by these strong-armed people. Kamifigit. Like how much kid upon the mesle abuz was a mere special kind of to pay the shaymer. Kehecha the lishba balzroyit lishbenayu. That strong-armed people that they're going to go over to, even though they're donating based on Midrash, they'll say we want it ourselves. It's hefker. We're taking it. And even though we know that you're watching for based on Midrash, who cares? We have it's a Silhefka. So we, to avoid that, we pay the Sheamus. Everyone knows that this now belongs to the base of Midrash, and they'll keep away. Rabbi Yosef, I'd like to kill him, we're not worried. What do you mean? According to you, that you use volunteer, according to us, that we are worried that people will come and use strong arm taxes to take it away. Is it's not coming from Tzibur. And why? Therefore, that you're using that. Let's say, well, I guess if you're going to be, if the din we pass, can you got to pay him $4 according to you as a volunteer? Which means, what are you saying? I might hold those $4. The problem is going to be, what Asher learns is that those $4 now really should go to this guy, but he's Michael, so that was his own, he owns the $4 and he put it back into the pool of money. So whatever carbon we're going to buy from that money, which is a carbon tomid, or musav, we think is a carbon tzibur, it's not. It's his money. Because by right, we pask him that you have to give him $4. So there's $4 sitting there in this pool that is going to cost private money sitting amongst all the clothes of the money. And that's a problem. That's what the Chacham meant to say. That he is allowed to be a volunteer, so he can be Michael of $4. Livoreinu, who says, no, you have to give him $4. And we have sitting in the pool here $4.
You said this is
Hefker. What's Hefker? Svi Cheshvi is in Hefker.
Center was even in a private field.
There's also a thing in a private field in Shemitah. Avka Ato de Malka we had before. Yeah. We're worried about these strong armed people who come and take it away.
When he gives the money back, doesn't that become Sibra money?
He never he's Michael the money. I'm a volunteer. So he doesn't give money back.
Okay, so by being Michael, it doesn't.
No, so it's his private money because we pass in that Pealocha, it's his money. Once we made it a Kana that you have to give him $4, it's not our money anymore. It's his. So he's Michael, but it means it's like he's giving a private donation. Somebody takes that fertilizer into this manure into the street, is which you're allowed to, but we don't want it to stay there. If you take it outside, you shouldn't leave it there at all. As soon as you take it outside from your barn, you put it in the public street. Right away, people who need fertilizer should come and take it away. We don't want people to stumble over it and hurt themselves. We don't allow you to sit there and try such soaking. It takes a long time. It takes a few days. You have to soak it in the dirt and the water to let it sit there. And we don't want sitting there in the shizab and things that last for a long time. That spends a long time there. We don't want you to go ahead and form bricks in the shizab again because you leave it a long time in the street to dry and it's dangerous. People can fall and hurt themselves. Because what happened was after it dried, they cut the bricks, they make a long strip, and then they would cut it down. So they waited until it was firm before they cut it down. And we don't want that. So the way they did was they put in this long mold, then before it dried, they would make these grooves and designs, whatever they wanted, and then let it sit there, not moving it a few days until it dried and hardened. We don't want that to happen. I will go even with the shirab and be allowed to mix cement and shirab because that takes a short time and you're going to put a spray in the building. I have a loyal vein and we don't allow you to make bricks because that takes a longer time. How about in the Bishasarabim? Somebody builds right next to Shasarabim, so he needs the public access to be able to do his work. you're allowed to. Maybe Avoni, maybe if you want to bring the stones, you're allowed to. Aboina, you can build. But even though we allow you to do things with Sarabim, you're still fully responsible. If somebody gets hurt, Masha Hizik, you're responsible to pay for all the. Whether we allow you to put the manure in the street, whether we allow you to build and put your and have access way in the street, you're allowed to. But it doesn't mean that you're not dissolved from obligations. If you hurt somebody, you're going to have to pay. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, says, no, you don't have to pay either. We give you up to 30 days, and it seems that you don't even have to pay. You're allowed to, and you're not responsible. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to bring fertilizer in the street. Does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. It was a ma'aseh. The time you learn, Rabbi Yehuda, says, while you're taking out the manure, you take out your manure. You can pile it up. You can pile it up for 30 days because you want people to step on it because it makes it more, turns it eventually to proper fertilizer. Today, she ain't nisha, but I go to him. You want people to step on it, tread on it, and ask him, Yeshua, remember the 10 conditions he had in Baba Kama, Lachavel, and one of them was that you're allowed to put things out in the street in the winter times, and then people walk on it and tread on it, and so on and so forth. So, Lachayde, that beautiful that you're allowed to, and there's no problem. And yet our Mishnah seems to say that there is. I feel that Rabbi Yehuda, just because Rabbi Yehuda gives you 30 days, doesn't mean, and you're allowed to, doesn't mean that you're absolved from your responsibility. You're still responsible. So the Gemara, but now, what are you talking about? We learned Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanukah, if you put it out in front of your store, Shuhu Potter, that the owner of the store is Potter, permission. So we see, when you give, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you're permission to do something, you're not responsible anymore. You're absolved from any responsibilities. My love, Rishus the Bezin, they got the permission of the Bezin. Someone said, no, Rishus the Mitzvah. They were talking about a Mitzvah, lighting Hanukkah candles. That's different. But by the time you learn, call Elush, Omrim, Mutarin, the Kalkus, Rabbi, Mehizi, Chayv, Lishal, Rabbi, the Pachas. Clearly, Rabbi, the holds that if we gave you permission to put something in the service of Rabbi, and somebody gets hurt, you're not responsible, right? You're exonerated. Go back to our original conclusion, our mission does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. They were invited by Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon, Kula Svidalu. They all agree. They all have the same sentiment. Whenever the Chum give a shush, and you're mazig, you're a potter. Rabbi Yehuda, what we just said. Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel, that once you're allowed to put fertilizers, Rabbi, if somebody gets hurt, you are a potter. Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel, that now we learn Shimon. You're allowed to build right over the Shazarabim. We'll give you access up to 30 days. And if anybody gets hurt, you are exempt. And the third one, Rav Shimon. Now we learned, we're going to learn later that we had a Rebbe Kama as well. You're allowed to put things upstairs. But if you put something very heavy, a heavy oven, you have to build a much thicker floor. If it's a lighter oven, like a tanner, you're allowed to. So if we learn how you mamide bali, if you place your oven upstairs, and you also have to make sure there's at least 4 amas of space between your oven and your roof so you don't catch the fire. So if you place it upstairs, and also have to make sure the floor underneath is thick, not an ordinary floor, because it's a heavy thing. Sorry, she hate tachta ma'aziva, how thick should the floor be? Shloisha tefachim. Uvikida, when it comes to a stove, which is much lighter, then tefach, the floor can only be a tefach. And v'im hizik, what happens that you follow these instructions, and nevertheless, it caused damage, caught a fire, or fell through the floor. You had a 3 tefachim floor for the tanur, you had a 1 tefach floor for the kida. You mishal and mash hizik, even though you followed the rules and regulations, but it's still you're responsible if you cause damage. Said Shimon, what are you talking about? Why did we give you these regulations? It turns it into an accident. It's not your fault. Just like we had if a tree falls over and collapses and shuts it up, your potter causes an oinus in the Mishnah before. Same thing over here. It's an oinus. You follow instructions, you are potter. Tanabami learned hachitzer. Somebody carves out stones or extracts stones from a mountain. Yeah. And then he gave it to a person who smooths it out and does the next stage. Quarry. Okay. Somebody quarries stones and he gives it over to somebody who smooths it out. That's the next phase in the work of stones. And then some damage happens. The quarrier is not responsible anymore. He's no longer involved. Who is the one who's smoothing it out? What about Hasasa Shemazda Chamor? Let's say that Hasasa then gave it over to the next person, the freight, to the courier who's going to carry the transport, the stone from the mountain area to wherever it has to go. Then something happens. HaChamor Chayiv. Now he takes over full he assumes full responsibility, and he is Chayiv. HaChamor Shemazda Lekasiv. And then the Chamor gave it over. Sorry? Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. Hachamor shemosel lekasev. The guy with the donkey then passed it on to the guy. He carries it on his shoulder. Hakasev chayiv. Anything happens then, it's that person's chayiv. Hakasev shemosel lebanoi. Then he gives it over to the builder. Habanoi chayiv. Then the banoi takes over. He's the builder. He's chayiv. Then habanoi shemosel adrikov. The banoi then gave it over to a bricklayer. Then adrikov chayiv. He takes over responsibility. And he's chayiv. V'imniach even aladimus. What about they finally put the stone down where it belongs on the wall? And then Vizika, Kulul Chayovi. Now nobody's holding on to it anymore. Nobody's working anymore. The final stuff. Who's responsible? Maybe the guy acquired didn't do it properly. Maybe the guy who smoothed it out didn't do it properly. Everybody has a hand in it. Everybody's equally responsible. Yeah. So, yeah. Everyone's kind of being to the end. We're talking about they're all Shutfim over here. We'll see in a minute. They're all Shutfim, they're all Chayiv. That was, if it would have been the bricklayer that, as he was putting it on, it fell down, then of course he's responsible. Once he put it down, it's now permanent in the wall. He's no more responsible than anybody else. And since they're all Shutfim in this particular job, we'll soon see in a minute what kind of people, what kind of job, what kind of workers they are. They're all responsible. But elsewhere, Achron Chayiv, the last guy who put it in is Chayiv, everyone else is Potter. So we answer. Lekasha, kam bischid. If it's just employees and the last guy is chayiv, kam be kablonus. But if it's kablonus, then if it's a kablon, which means that they all have like a contract, a job, then the chayiv, because they're all equally partners in this particular job, they're all chayiv. Mishnah. Shteginu zugavzu. You have two gardens. You have to imagine this. You have a piece of land, and then there's a cliff, and then the land continues. 10, 15 tefachim higher. We have this Navzayin in Bobasa. So we have land, goes up, and then down. Now the question is, you have two gardens, and then climbing up this wall, you have a vegetable patch. Who owns that? The dirt belongs to the guy from the top, because it's crumbling off his dirt, and but the airspace is over the guy on the bottom. So who owns it? It belongs to the guy on top, it's his dirt. And Rabbi Yehuda Meir Shetachin, the guy in the bottom, because it's his airspace. If the guy on top decides they want to level his ground, take all the sand away, all the soil away, what do you have left? Nothing. So therefore, belongs.
Takes away the soil, then there's actually extending up the territory of the garden.
No, the guy below is prop. The guy below goes till here and stops. Then the wall, and then the guy on top. If the guy on top decides to level out to the bottom, take away all the soil. It's still his. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im yirtza hatachten lemalos ginis ein kanyerik." If the guy in the bottom decides to, he'll raise the level of his garden to the level of the guy on top, fills it up with soil, then there's no vegetable either. So he's the one who's in control. Amar Meir Machas Shnei Yecholim Chazeh. Since both of them have the right to either take away the sand or fill up the sand, the royin mehechi yezuchai. If there's only one way to determine where is it getting its nutrition from, its nutrients from, it's from the soil. So therefore, it belongs to the guy upstairs. Amar Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Shimon. I hold a third opinion. If the guy on top can stretch out his hand, the little, and he can reach the vegetable, the vegetables were growing there. Hadei shalai belongs to the guy on top. Anything beyond that belongs to the guy in the bottom. When it comes to the roots itself, the roots itself is growing out. There's nothing to talk about. The roots belong to the guy on top. The roots are part of the ground, the soil. Keep pligi ben neif. We're talking about the thing between taka growing in the airspace. That the branch it follows the roots, and therefore wherever the roots are, that's where the branch is. So there belongs to the guy on top. And a beautiful you don't say that the branch follows the roots, and therefore the branches of the garden and the roots are and therefore it's totally separate, distinct from the roots. Belongs to the guy on the bottom. Time we learned, Hayoytzei min hageza min hashroshim. You have everything called geza and thing called shroshim. So Rashi learned shroshim are the roots that are beneath the ground, and geza are the roots. We're talking about not something geza means like branches. Here geza means the roots, but above the ground.
Exposed roots.
Exactly. So Hayoytzei min hageza min hashroshim. So anything had a elush balakarka, they belong to the guy from the soil, because the roots definitely under the ground belong to the soil, and so the roots above the ground. Even a male. Abuda said no. Mean hageza, that from the geza, for the part that grows from the exposed roots, shabalil, that's part of the tree. Mean ashrashi shabalakarka. We're talking about a guy, one guy owns a tree and one guy owns a karka. The roots definitely belong to the balakarka. So Abuda says that the part that's exposed above the ground, that's the airspace, that belongs to the tree. And the mayor says, no, it comes out of the roots, it belongs to the... Only if you have three. If you only buy three trees. And we'll learn now like this. But now we learn like by Arla, we learn by Arla, okay, hi Gavna, the same thing. Ilana yoitze, mina geza. What happens if a new tree forms? It comes out from the exposed roots, or minashrashi, from the roots below the ground. Chayit ba'orla, it's a new tree. If it grows out of the tree above the ground, the tree itself is already more than 3 years old, so any new branches that come out, there's no new din of orla, it's part of the tree, no orla. But if it comes out of the roots, it's a new tree. But as our mayor says, the same thing with it comes out of the geza, it's also considered a new tree, because it's not part of the tree. Divrei mayor. Rabbi Yehuda says, min hageza pot, min hashrashi chayv. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's from the geza, from the exposed part of the tree, pot, why is part of the tree? Min hashrashi from the roots, yichayv. Utsrich l'cheder, what do we need to say? It's the same principle, whether the geza is part of the tree or part of the ground. What do we have to have to machlek tzrich? The first case, the case where I'm selling you a tree, I own the ground, I'm selling you a tree. Do I sell you the geza with the tree or not? So if I own the case of buying and selling, but how come? But Rav Yehuda says that the exposed roots belong to the tree. It's only a case of money. So therefore we say, okay, I believe it's part of the tree. I will get me all of these suru, but it comes to all of, we're talking about Easter here. The Torah says you're not allowed to have a or hana. And even meidah me. Now what? That we treat like the shroshin, that's us. We machme. If only in the case of Allah, I would say, but only over here, the mayor says that, well, that the geza is part of the shroshi because we're machmet. Avil, but here, the case of buying and selling commercial aim, and Moyd Abuda is not. Tzrich and Eid. Omer Pshim says, I believe the criteria is if you can stretch your hand out and you can reach the vegetables, then it's considered from the top. If you can't, it's the bottom. How far do you allow you to stretch you out? You don't jeopardize your life, you don't imperil your life. It's not like, you know, if you can hang over there suspended in the air to try to get to it and say, oh, I can get to it, but you can fall down, that is not what's considered stretching out your hand. But in a comfortable way. Boy Rabban and Vitam Rabimi Rabban asked a question in front of Rabimi, Magia Lenoifa e Magia Liakore. What about if you can reach the branch but you cannot reach the roots? The roots are down and it's growing in an angle, and you can reach it for the branch, you can't reach the root. Or Magili Kari, you can reach the roots going downwards, but ain't Magil life in my. What do we say? Do you have to reach the entire vegetable thing or just part of it? Teku. If someone else wants to say the end, because I need it to save time. Someone wants to say it? Okay, you're right. So we can leave the same. We'll look tomorrow. We're starting Bob Basta.